I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is looking like a nice week. I don't see any rain in the forecast whatsoever. 75 and partly sunny today here in Mill Valley.
I actually thought I saw something about we're kind of going to tick back up heat-wise.
Yeah, tomorrow looks like 85 here, and then but by Thursday back down under 70. So
yeah, it's not a heat wave, but it's gonna jump up on us.
Right. All right, let's grab the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to catch any links or videos we talk about, then follow our Facebook page.
Woo!
Here's what's happening. So I'll begin here with stuff we've already talked about throughout most of the morning. If you're just joining us, we have talked extensively about George Floyd and about the protests. And in some ways that has led to conversation about what is also happening, which is riots. And while I don't want to focus on that because not every protest ended in a riot, the truth is we've now have curfews all over the place, and that's here in the Bay Area. They're in San Francisco. They're in Walnut Creek. They're in other communities now because they're afraid. And like, for example, Target's just closing. They're like, we're not going to open at all. So, and there are other places that are going to be doing that as well. I mean, most places have been just reopening right now as it is. So it's easier probably, I guess, to stay closed and, I don't know, board it up. I don't know what you do, but I do know that is something that, you know, different communities are dealing with in Oakland, in Alameda. So there's that is part of the story, but not the story, which I think is that there are protests everywhere and we're hopefully keeping our ears open and our mouths shut and trying to hear. I mean, like I said, when we first started, I thought a lot about what possible solution I could offer and I got nothing. I actually, you know, you can't enslave the racist. So that's hardly going to solve a many years long problem. So I just don't know where that's concerned, but anyway,
I know that it's like you said. I mean, it's exactly, without knowing it, I was waiting for a lightning strike as well. Like, if, you know, that'll do it. There is no that'll do it. It's going to be a long, hard road. But hopefully people are waking up to it and seeing that the life they're leading, comfortable life where they trust the police, is a totally different experience than what a huge section of the populace is having. And it's wrong.
Right. Well, I think the hard part is this isn't the first time we've seen this, or that we thought this, or that we've, you know, hoped for change and then didn't get it. So,
well,
that's
know,
the it, biggest I, problem is that we just go through this hard experience.
It's all the things, hopes and prayers and you know, you know, everyone is all up in arms and then they just go back to their normal life. It's like the LA riots were, I mean, it's hard to believe that was almost 30 years ago. And I thought, well, things will change now. And no, they don't. It's, you know, here we are.
Right.
28 years later.
So that is the biggest news of the day as we get started here this morning. But there's others. I don't know if your kid already graduated, or if it's this week. But while I'm, then that's, there's no clean segue from those two stories for sure. No. But I do wish the graduates of 2020. I know it's not the best year to be walking.
You're graduating in a cursed year.
Yeah, I man,
congratulations.
You know, with the economy being what it is, and the difficult societal problems that we're all facing now, all we can do is hope that the graduating class is up to the challenge, and that
maybe they'll get the lightning strike and they'll solve this whole thing. Go, kids!
I have a lot of faith in young people. I really do. I know that, you know, there's plenty of people who've been ruined by overparenting, but there's also plenty of people who are great, yep, big-hearted, smart kids who are going to go out there and do great things. So I just
wanted to go do them. We need them. We need you.
Mention that as we try to segue into something else. So congratulations on your graduation. Now, please fix everything. Can you?
Oh, please.
I'm just kidding. I mean,
seems like you guys are the only ones with the energy to do it. Please get on that, would you?
You know, I said it earlier. I actually thought, and this is again goes back to my just a complete, I'm so naive about this stuff because of where I grew up and how I grew up. I did grow up with other races around me, but I'm so naive. I thought we had moved beyond this. That's truly how clueless I am about it. Anyway, one of the other big things of the weekend was the SpaceX launch. Did you watch it?
I missed it at about 12:45. I went, oh, crap. So I went back and watched all the footage. And
oh, you did? Good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into that. And it's exciting. It's just really exciting. I mean, it's actually sort of like in the grand scheme of what's going on in the world, it's sort of a dumb thing to be excited about. But I got some space geeks at my house, and I'm queen of them, being
it's
the only
dumb
woman.
It's a big deal. SpaceX delivered two astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA on Sunday. So that was following the historic liftoff on Saturday at noon, which I also missed. So I didn't get to see it at all, but they made a smooth docking. And Elon Musk's company is looking good. They say that the America is back in the
space race.
Yeah, I guess. You know, they put the hatches swung open after the SpaceX Dragon capsule docked. They say it did it automatically. The pilots didn't even have to touch the controls, which is pretty neat.
How amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a dumb thing to be baffled by, but
no, it's exciting. Like they you know, the thing took care of it. It's like an autopilot for a rocket. And the beauty of the Elon Musk model is that the liftoff part of the thing that burns all the fuel, that goes and sits deep. Just 10 minutes later, it's back on a platform in the ocean. It saved itself. And so the cost of that, I mean, they say once these things start happening all the time, the amount of money that they'll save will make it much more accessible to someone who wants to go live on Mars, say. You know, once we get that all set up.
Well, what is that term they use? Space
junk?
No. Space vacations. It's space tourism.
Sure.
That's obviously a big part of making space tourism possible, is not having every ship that launches dump debris into the ocean. I mean, that's
right.
It's not an option for that to be the way that works. So
right.
They say here, it's great to see the United States back in the crewed launch business. And so we are. We'll see how that goes going forward, but it's neat.
I thought it
was certainly worth a mention here first thing this morning that what's going on up there is profound. Whether or not we get profound results from it.
We got profound results. They docked with no problem. They're up there safely. And we got the one piece back. It landed itself. I think we got results. That's it. I don't know what experiments they're doing with growing weed in space or, you know, whatever the hell they're doing up there. But they're, you know, they made it happen.
Hold on
and that, a minute. That's step one.
You're telling me all of this was to grow a new strain of weed?
Sure. It's called Space Shot. Sticky.
I have a friend who's super into that stuff. He's a guy I meet him out at Surf all the time, and he loves pot, but he's also told me, as someone who does it a lot, he's like, this stuff's so strong now. I do it daily and I can't afford to be that annihilated. I have to be careful what I do because it destroys you.
I smoked some weed recently, and it's always a mistake. I don't know why I ever do it again. I'm always like, this time it'll be fine. I took one hit and I was obliterated, like night ruined. Nothing else is happening. Oh my God, the cooties are coming for me. I would huddle in my bed. It's outrageous how strong it is now.
This was last year at Bottle Rock?
No. This was maybe 2 weekends ago. It was so stupid, too. I was just like, I don't know. It was 8 o'clock, and I'd kind of forgotten to start drinking. And I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'm going to hit this one thing. It's ridiculous. And then that was it. Then I don't even remember. Oh, my God, what's happening? I'm a terrible person. Oh, what am I doing? I got to get off Instagram. I'm ruining my life. I just freak. I freaked the F out. God,
and this, you were in your house alone, right? You guys couldn't have anybody over.
Yeah, no, it was like me and the fam.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, really, really funny. Well, wow. Listen, it's a lesson I clearly have to learn about once a year. Well, that's not for me.
Okay.
Until this wears off. I'm telling you, the one hit. I did take a pretty part. I was like, I'm only taking one hit, so I took a good one. Dummy. Anyway, back to you, Finn.
Okay. Survey asked people to name the most iconic fashion item of all time. So, first of all, if I could point out most... I guess some of this stuff could be considered men's clothing, but most of it is just considered is women's stuff.
Is it like a mini skirt or something?
The mini skirt is number one. It's one most iconic fashion item of all time. Let me ask you a question. Do you own a mini skirt?
Absolutely not. Have I ever? Yes, I have.
Well, in your rock star days, right? I mean.
Well, mostly I wore spandex. It was the 80s, and I was never really a skirt person. But I've had mini skirts, plenty of them. I used to wear mini skirts to work all the time.
You did?
Well, you know, you had to get semi dressed up for work. I worked at Sears. I was a cashier.
Oh, at Sears? I thought you were talking about your radio.
No. That was when I switched to full-time sweatpants. That was just recently. Never mind. I wore jeans. You had to look nice. And I worked in the women's clothing department for part of the time I was there. So I was like, look at this Yvonne Goulagong outfit. I'm getting this. This is adorable.
Look at you dropping label names. Wow.
I remember that one, and I remember, is her name, what's the lady's name who was Kelly on Charlie's Angels? She had a line of clothes we were selling, too.
Cheryl Teagues?
No. She was the, she played Kelly. I can't think of her freaking name. Jacqueline Smith. Is that her name?
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith had a line of clothes. Whew.
Oh.
I don't know how that just popped right into my head. Whew. That was great. So I got a couple of her blouses.
Did it pop into your head from Nicole's mouth? Did she just intercom that into your headphones?
Did you intercom? No, you didn't. I didn't hear you.
No, you didn't.
Is that the voice of my... Is Nicole the voice of my head?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway,
believe it or not,
skirt
I found that.
Is the number one most iconic fashion item of all times. The little black dress came in at 2.
Oh, yeah,
short
right.
Shorts, 3. You know, one thing I have read...
It's all things that show bitches' legs. Great.
Yeah. One thing that I did... I've dated people who were super into fashion at different times, and one of the things that this one girl used to tell me is that all the classics, that's it. You don't need to go beyond that. Like, all the crazy stuff, leave it. So the little black dress is considered a classic, short shorts, denim jackets, platform shoes.
Sure, platforms. Yeah, those are big. Oh, hold on. Jane's weighing in. Jane's going to have some thoughts on this.
Is it black lipstick, Jane? Is it?
No, she says, dang, I wanted to be Jaclyn Smith so bad. Me too. Oh. She was always my favorite. Forget Farrah Fawcett. It was all about Jaclyn Smith. She's so beautiful.
I was into
Kelly.
Jaclyn Smith too.
Yeah, loved her.
Leather jackets are on the iconic fashion item list. Shoulder pads, knee-high boots, and skinny jeans, which I've seen enough dudes in skinny jeans.
Those are awesome. I love skinny jeans.
That, hey, you know what's weird about that? I have pretty skinny legs and a pretty tiny butt, and I don't know how anybody spends any time in those skinny jeans. They look dumb. And
they look great. They're iconic.
Fit. No.
And now they fit weird. It's like weird how they fit on your bum, you know? Like they seem like they're so tight that when they sort of slide down and you have this like weird sort of like crotch below the crotch look going on.
Yeah, I want no part of that. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I know that there's plenty of dudes who do, but I don't.
We used to have an intern who rocked those skinny jeans. I was like, that guy looks like a rock star in those.
You know what? That guy, so those were different. They were like stretchy. Man, he had some calves on him too. I don't think he was a soccer player, but he had legs like a soccer player.
That's good.
Sure.
Who was that guy's name? Anthony. That's right.
He's the one who recommended the dumb movie, The Lighthouse. Remember that?
Oh God, that terrible, terrible movie. What a dummy.
Nice boy, bad taste.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We would love to hear from you guys today. I know that we got off the subject of George Floyd, as we will, continue to do throughout the day, other news stories, but you're welcome to write us about whatever it is you want at 800-400-3697. 510 says, as a teacher, I feel the best way to work towards racial equality is to teach it to our children. Unfortunately, the gears of social change grind very slowly.
Clearly.
Worst yet, sometimes the gears grind the wrong way. Mm. Yeah, well, that's, I I've put plenty of thought into this, and I do realize that one of the things, and this isn't my excuse for being clueless, although it's one of them, is that I wasn't taught real American history in elementary school or even high school. It wasn't until I got to college that I got to hear what our country was built on. Mm-hmm. Not the real story. You know what I mean?
Yep. They sugarcoat it, and we tell our kids things that make us feel better, I guess,
Well, right. I mean, here we are talking about George Washington cutting down the cherry tree. Like, what?
Right.
That's the story you want us to hear?
Yeah, that's the story. Honestly, what the hell? Walk back 12 miles and give back a penny or something.
And 510 in Hayward, some grocery stores won't open because of the looting and destruction and violence. So hopefully people here have food. You know what's a trip about that is because things have been loosening, and I can't speak for everybody's home, but our sort of lockdown readiness has loosened as well, because we feel like we can get out to the stores more easily and we're feeling a little. And if things really nutted up right now and locked back down again in a hard way, we'd be caught. Like, I got to go shopping today because
was saying he's got to go shopping too. And we need to go to Costco and stock. I mean, I'm with you. It has been easy enough to get stuff that if things turned around and we were all in lockdown again, we'd be back in the boat which is so stupid.
Right.
Back in the same boat we were in March.
I don't have any toilet paper. I ran out of paper towels.
Right.
I can't get any Clorox wipes.
Yeah. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Well, I am going to start with some celebrity George Floyd stuff, but then I'll move on. I have some other stuff as well, so stick with us.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.